Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu charged with fraud and bribery in Israel today. Bloomberg's Ivan Livingston's on the phone with us. He's based in Tel Aviv. Tell us more about these charges, please.
Netanyahu today was indicted in all three corruption cases against him. They involve various charges, alleging that he accepted gifts from wealthy businessmen and positive media coverage in exchange for promised regulatory favors.
What's been his response?
Netanyahu took to the podium this evening in a nationally televised address, striking a very strident tone. He said that he'll continue to lead the country. He slammed law enforcement and called it, an attempted putsch against him. So he's standing his ground.
This is at the end of a long-running investigation, isn't it?
Yes, the investigation has been going on for a while. It's been coming out in pieces. There was a police element where the police announced their recommendations. The state attorney general took his time. First, he had to file a draft indictment earlier this year, and Netanyahu's lawyers had a chance to try to change his mind. And today we got the final indictment after all the previous stages, and this makes it official that it's the first time that an Israeli prime minister has been indicted while in office.
Is this the end of Netanyahu politically?
It's still too soon to tell. It's not good for him, and it deepens the political crisis facing the country. Israel hasn't had a permanent government for nearly a year now, and Netanyahu is battling to stay on. And there's growing voices within his own party, still in very early stages, that are advocating an alternative. And so his future, in large part, will depend on whether his party continues to stand by him, or whether his allies will start to look for an alternative.
Bloomberg's Ivan Livingston.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.